Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Hirchiket ha-sikuch min ha-difanot shlosha tfachim. Person who moves the schach more than three tfachim away from the walls, psula. Bayit shinifchat, so this we saw earlier with regards to dofen akuma, if you have a room in a house or a house where the center of the ceiling collapsed, v'sikech ha-gabav, and he puts schach on top of that hole, that new sunlight in the middle of his room, if between the upright walls and the centerpiece, which is the sunlight, there's more than four amot, then it's psula, because it cannot be considered a dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is only up to four amot. Once you hit four amot, it's too far away. The vertical wall is too far away from that centerpiece that is broken in, and you put the schach on. So the Rashi says back, earlier in the Masechta, when we quoted this the first time on Dav Dalet, that it was on all four sides. That it's really in the center of the room collapsed, and it's coming in from all four sides. And the Gemara there said, Kamash Malan, that we say, Dofen Akuma, even from four sides. It doesn't have to just be from one side. As long as the center is away from three of the walls, less than four Amot, then we can say Dofen Akuma on those three sides, and it would be fine. If it's more than that, I mean, if it's four Amot already, then it's Psula. Chen Chatzer Shehi Mukefet Achsadra. If you have a courtyard that is surrounded by an achsadra, a courtyard in their day was set up where you had multiple houses that opened up, entered into the chatzer, into the courtyard, and then around the outside of the courtyard, I would say they basically had the equivalent of a awning or a canopy that went around, attached to the houses, but hanging over in towards the center of the chatzer. And then what they did was they put schach. On that open area of the courtyard in the middle, they put schach. So the upright walls are the houses themselves that surround the courtyard, but the houses themselves don't reach the schach. There's this awning or this overhang that covers the area around or in front of the houses between the walls of the houses and the schach itself. Or sukkah gdola shekifua b'davar she'em misachin bo. Or if you have a large sukkah in which the sides from the walls, you have schach there that is not schach kasher. If you have four amot, either this awning is more than four amot wide, or the schach pasul is four amot, then it's problematic because you can no longer say dofen akuma. Up to four amot, you can say dofen akuma. Otherwise, you can't say dofen akuma. So the Gemara asks right away, kohane lamali. What do I need all of these cases of dofen akuma in the Mishnah? Mishnah just gave you the same example of dofen akuma, four amot, four amot, four amot. What's different about each of these cases that the Mishnah enumerates them separately? Now, just as a quick aside, Rashi says something interesting when describing the Dofen Akuma. He says, well, there are two ways to view how a Dofen Akuma works. He says, either a Dofen Akuma can work that the area that is hanging over, whatever that ceiling is, the Schach Pasul, is the Dofen. It's a continuation of the wall. Or he says that maybe there's a fictitious wall that goes under the pasul schach, or the area that is the overhang, and that is the dofen akuma. So Rashi has a question about what constitutes the dofen akuma here. Is it the ceiling, or is it the pasul schach? Or do we say that underneath the pasul schach, we look at it as if the wall is turning, and that's the dofen akuma? Rashi says, I'll tell you that it must be, it's not the wall going underneath, but rather it is the pasul schach itself, or the roof itself. Because otherwise, you'd have a problem with the avira, if you have empty space that is there. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah that if you have airspace or empty space, you can only have up to three tefachim of empty space or airspace. Three tefachim already be problematic, less than three would be lovut. So Rashi says, if my second explanation, the one where the dofen akuma works by being underneath that which is problematic, then airspace shouldn't matter. The fact is that airspace does matter. Why does airspace matter? Because the dofen akuma is not contiguous. The only way that it works is if you have some sort of contiguous item that makes up the dofen akuma. Now, less than three tefachim is fine, because that's halachically as if it's closed in. But beyond three tefachim, even though you have schach pasul after that three tefachim, it's not going to help you in terms of dofen akuma. Even though dofen akuma could go stretch for four amot, none of that can be airspace. And the reason Rashi says is because we look at whatever is there on the side as if it's the continuation of the wall. So if you have airspace, you don't have a continuation of the wall. We don't look at it as if there's some fictitious wall that's going underneath. It's actually the items or the materials that are there that continue the dofen. So the reason that's important is because of Kohanis Tzricha. We need all of these. If you only told me about that center area that fell down in the house, Mishum Dahani Mechitzot, the Bayit Avidon. The walls are made to enclose over here. The room that you're using, the walls around the room are meant to enclose the internal area of the room. And so the walls are really walls that are designated to be walls for this space that you're sitting in. Whereas El Aval Chatzer, Hamukefet Achsadra, the Mechitzot, Lav Achsadra Avide, Emelo, the walls of the houses are built for the inside of the houses, not to create the wall for something internal to the courtyard. Over there, I would say maybe it doesn't work. Maybe Dofen Akuma can't work there because the walls themselves are just a fact that it happens to be the outside of your houses are all attached and they are in a horseshoe. So therefore, I can create a sukkah here. I got lucky that it happened to be that all the houses went that way. But the walls were not built to be for the courtyard itself. They're built for the houses. So maybe Dofen Akuma only applies when the walls are meant for the internal space. Then I can say that they turn inward. But maybe when they're made for the external space, in this case, they're made for the houses and not for the achsadra, maybe the wall only turns into the house, it doesn't turn into the achsadra. So that's the first step, and the Gemara says, so that's what it teaches me, so tzricha, that's why I needed that second case. V'yishmani and hanei tarte, if you told me these two cases, the case of bayit shenifchat, and the case of achsadra, bishum desachachan schach kasher, who? Because their schach is good schach, of sukkah gdula. Over there, the schach is problematic. Maybe it would say that it's not. Now, it's interesting because that means that the remainder of the roof of the house is made with schach kasher, according to Rashi. That house where the center of the room fell in or collapsed, we would have assumed that it's a regular ceiling made out of ceiling material, and then the center collapsed in. And then you put schach, kosher schach in the middle. The way the Gemara is reading it now is that not only is the schach in the middle schach kasher, but even the parts around it are schach kasher. It's not kasher because it's taseh v'lo min asui. It was already there, and it was a roof there already, so that's why you can't use it for sukkah. But inherently, the materials that are used are schach kasher. And the same with the achsadra. The achsadra here, the Gemara is assuming, is covered with materials that are kosher l'schach. Just happens to be that they were there beforehand, so it's taseh v'lo min asui. So based on that, the Gemara sees the progression of the Mishnah that the case of Bayit Shenifchat, in the case of Achsadra, the schach that's there is schach kasher, but has a technical problem. That technical problem is taseh v'lo min asui. There we say dofen akuma. But by the case of a large sukkah where you intentionally put schach pasul. Now schach pasul, I don't mean that it has a technical problem. It's schach that inherently can never be kosher schach. Like it's mekabel tuma, it's not gedulei karka. Whatever it is that's there. So there I would have thought maybe you can't say dofen akuma anymore because whatever's on the roof there is not really schach that could have been good schach, and therefore I say just see his extension of the wall. No, maybe here it wouldn't work, and that's what I need tzricha, that even though it's schach pasul, that is shikufua be schach pasul, so that I would have thought ema lo, so tzricha, that's why I need all three of these cases. The way the Gemara did it back on Daf Dal, and the way that I would have said it over here, is that the case of the achsadra and the bayit, they used a real ceiling. It was a real materials. Instead of what they're saying here, where it was schach, that was kosher but just not used, I would have said that it's a solid material. It was built to be there, and those are solid materials that remain there. Therefore, it can be the dofen. Over here, when you put in the schach pasul, you're just putting in something there, a filler material. Can that be a dofen akuma? And I would have said, that's the tzricha. That's the way we had it back on Dav Dalet. I would have progressed that way, but that's not what the Gemara says here. The Gemara here takes a different tack and suggests that there is kosher schach with a technical problem versus the case of sukkah gdola, which is schach psula legamrei. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbah. So now we're going to have long Gemara here, and then the Gemara is going to repeat on the second half of the daf today, and that is based on the two schools in Bavel. One of them is the way the Gemara lays out according to Surah, and the other one is according to Naharda. And Naharda is the Ir Shmuel. So in the case of Narda, they're going to favor Shmuel in that memra. And over here in Surah, they're going to favor Rav. Although not so much, because they're just going to equate Rav to Shmuel. So that's the difference here. So I'm a Rabbah. Ashkechintu the Rabbanon de Bei Rav. I found the Rabbanon of the Beit Midrash of Rav. Diat Vivikamre. This is what they said. Avir posel b'shlosha, schach pasul posel b'arba'a. That airspace in a sukkah ruins the sukkah with three tfachim. Schach pasul in the sukkah ruins the sukkah with four tfachim. Right, arba'a, you know that is because it's conjugated in the male here, it has to be tfachim. So arba'a, arba'a here means four tfachim. Skak basul is problematic with arba tfachim. V'amina lohu, ana, I say, avir de posel b'shlosha, minolohu. Where do you get this business that three tfachim is problematic with airspace? So ditnan, our Mishnah. Hirchik et asikuch min atfanot shlosha tfachim psula. So that's the source. The source for this is that you have airspace more than three tfachim, it's problematic within the sukkah. That's whether it's in the middle or whether it's on the sides of the sukkah. Either way, it's problematic. If you have a gapping of more than three tfachim, you have a problem in your sukkah. It basically divides the sukkah in half. Or it takes you away from that wall. So in all likelihood, you're not going to have three walls. It's possible if you have a four-walled sukkah and you have an airspace down the middle of three tfachim, you have two half sukkot. A sukkah on one side that is three walls and the other side, but the two aren't joined together. But generally, it's going to ruin the sukkah because three tefachim is as if there's no connection between the two sides. Schach pasul nami, lo di pasel ela ba'arba amot. He says, well, if your source is from our Mishnah also gives you the amount of schach pasul that is problematic. What's that? Four amot. Where are you getting this four tefachim business? It's four amot. Titzan, our Mishnah. Bayit shenifchat v'sikei chagabav, that you have a house where the center collapsed. And he puts on skach in the middle. Yesh ben asikuch lakotel dalet amot psula. Only if there's four amot of problematic skach between the wall and the good skach in the middle, is it problematic. Otherwise, it's fine. So it sounds to be that the threshold for skach pasul is four amot, not four tfachim. Varmali, bar mina. That's an exception. Our Mishnah is the exception to the rule. Dahayi derabu shmol amrei tarvayu. So this is what I said to you here, because this is the... From Surah, here Rav and Shmuel are saying the same thing, which is, Mishum Dofen Akuman Naguba. Our Mishnah is an unusual case, which is the case of Dofen Akuma. That means that four amot is only applicable when you're adjacent to the wall. When you are attached to the wall, then you call Dofen Akuma and it goes up to four amot. But, if in the middle of the Sukkah you have Schach Pasul, four amot is no longer relevant, four tvachim is relevant. So Ramin Elohu. Ana ma ilu ikaschach pasul pachot mi arba'a ve'avir pachot mi shlosha mai. If in the middle of the sukkah you have an area of space that has less than four tfachim of schach pasul, and then right adjacent to it, it has less than three tfachim of airspace. So less than three tfachim of airspace, no problem. Less than four tfachim of schach pasul, no problem. So between the two of those, I now have a kosher sukkah. They do not ruin the sukkah because both of them do not meet the minimum threshold to cause a problem. But they're adjacent to each other. So he says, I'm going to say to you, if you have schach pasul pachol mi'arba, vavir pachol mi'shlosha adjacent to each other, my, what's the din? Sheira. So he says, okay, then let's take that airspace. Malio b'shipudim, my. If you fill in the airspace now with pasul schach, shipudim are rods that are megabal tumas, that's pasul schach. So now I have just under seven tfachim worth of pasul schach. What's the din? Psula. Because then I have more than four tzvachim of pasul schach. So he says to them, "Lo yehi avir aposel b'shlosha k'schach pasul aposel b'arba." Wait a minute. The threshold for airspace is three tzvachim. The threshold for schach pasul is four tzvachim. So how could it be that if I have something with a more stringent threshold, so if I have them adjacent to each other, I have schach pasul, and then I have avir airspace adjacent to each other, because I have less than four tfachim of pasul schach, fine. Less than three tfachim airspace, fine. They're adjacent to each other. Now, I say I take the same pasul schach and I fill in the airspace, and now it's less than seven tfachim of schach pasul, that certainly should be kasher. Schach pasul has a lower threshold than avir. So if avir works, if empty space works, then why can't if I just put schach pasul in there, why doesn't that work as well? Meaning, why should schach pasul be any worse than airspace? There I have less than seven tefachim on contiguous. Less than four of it is schach pasul, less than three of it is avir, and I consider that to be totally fine. Now I fill it in with schach pasul to less than seven, so I'll explain why he says this. So then less than seven tefachim of schach pasul should also be kasher. How could it be? We'll explain why. Obviously, there's a difference between...
logic, though.
Right. The logic is flawed because of what all you're suggesting, which is, wait, there's a big difference between two items that are similar, where you say that they can join together and then they become one big package, versus two separate issues where we can keep them separate and we can look at them each one independently. In terms of that, you're right. But it might be, and this is what Rabbo is going to say in a second, it might be that they both derive for the same reason. And because of that, he suggests that that is not the case. It's irrelevant what material it is. It just matters how much space there is. Right, so we'll see that in a second. We'll go through the Gemara and then I'll point out why this is the case. So then they say back to him, they responded to me and says, alright, we can come up a case for you just the same way, which is, so you say that is so I'll do the same thing to you. Alright, so adjacent to each other in the middle of Sukkah, you have 4 amot of pasul skach, just under 4 amot of pasul skach, and right next to that, adjacent that, you have 3 tefachim of airspace, just under 3 tefachim airspace. My, what's the case there? Ksheira, because each one of them doesn't meet the threshold. Malya bishipudim. So now you fill it in with non-kosher skach. Now you have 4 amot plus a little more, 2.5 tefachim worth of pasul skach. My psula. So I say to him the same thing. Lo yehei avir haposel b'shlosha keskach hapasul sheposel b'arba. Avir, which has a much lower threshold of 3 tefachim, and your skach pasul has an 4 amot threshold. So when you have airspace, why should it be any worse when you throw in pasul skach? You should have the same result. So now he explains his logic, and this is why he says he's different than them. Ve'aminu luhu. I said to them, hi mai, the cases are not comparable. Bishma maladidi da'amina 4 amot. I would say that it's 4 amot mishum shi'ura. Then there is a halacha, the Moshe Misinai. It's a fixed amount, and there's no bending. There's no logic behind it. There's just a shiur. Whenever you deal with a shiur, Gemara says it in other places, whenever you have a shiur, Gemara says, oh wait, 40 sa'a of a mikveh. So what happens if you just under 40 sa'a? Oh, so it's not a kosher mikveh, and you have 40 sa'a, it is a kosher mikveh? The answer is yes. Once you have a shiur, once you have some sort of threshold, then if the shiur is halacha l'moshe misinai, you hit the threshold, you're good. You don't hit the threshold, you are no good. You can't just say, oh, I got close. That's not good enough reasoning to do it. If there's a shiur, the shiur is the delineation or the delimiter of this object. And if you don't hit that, then you're no good. So that's what he says here. I have 2 shiurim that are explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions the 4 amot, and the Mishnah mentions the 3 tefachim. So our Mishnah gives us these numbers, and we know it. But for you, where did you come up with this 4 tefachim? Our Mishnah never mentions 4 tefachim at all, and you don't have a source for 4 tefachim. Mine are both, my shirim are both sourced in the Mishnah and are halacha l'moshe misinai. So once I do that, it's irrelevant. If I have 2 adjacent to each other, any logic you put in there, irrelevant. The only question is, did you meet the shir or did you not meet the shir? So when you're under 4 amot of pasul skach and you're under 3 tefachim of ir, you're good. You go more than 4 amot of skach, you're problematic. It doesn't matter that the airspace was next, it would have been okay. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. There's a measure, there's a shiur. On the other hand, for you, that's not the case. Where did you come up with this 4 tefachim? 4 tefachim are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Where did it come from? That comes from what we know in other places in Shas, which is 4 tefachim is a makom chashuv. It's a significant area. The minimum to get a significant area is 4 tefachim. So what they said logically is, if you have schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah, as long as it does not reach that threshold of 4 tefachim, it's not considered to be a makom chashuv. So it's not mafsik. It does not separate between the 2 sides of the sukkah. On the other hand, if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not a makom chashuv, and so therefore it doesn't divide. If it is 4 tefachim, it's a makom chashuv, it does divide. So that's the logic behind your 4 tefachim. It's not halacha l'moshe misinai, simply logic. Now, if I take the airspace, what's the din with the airspace? The airspace is lavud, which is that when it's less than 3 tefachim, it's as if it doesn't exist. If it is 3 tefachim, it does exist since it's in a mafsik. That means that both of your shirim are for the same reason. Airspace is a problem of mafsik, of creating a divider in the middle of the sukkah, and tachach pasul is also a problem of creating a divider. So the threshold for dividing with air space is 3 tefachim, and the threshold for dividing with schach pasul is 4 tefachim. So now when you put them next to each other, he goes, I don't understand your logic anymore. You put the two of them together, and you have less than 4 tefachim of schach pasul, and less than 3 tefachim of avir, you still have a mafsik now in totality of just under 7 tefachim. Doesn't matter what it's made up of, but you have a space that's dividing the sukkah up that's less than 7. So how can you tell me when it's schach pasul and avir, it's okay, but when it's all schach pasul, it's no good? Because the logic behind both of them is the same. And that's why before he said that it was different. When you put schach pasul and avir, and then you put all schach pasul, he said it's all the same for you guys, because it all derives from the same reason. And if it's the same reason, you shouldn't be able to separate between the two. So that's what he says to them. I am Mishira v'lav shirahu. Mine don't meet the threshold. Kevin to lo shavu shirayu adodi lo mitstarfe. Elo lidchud amreitu shir mishum haflaga. Malid Palig Bishach Pasul. Malid Palig Bishach Pasul Ve'avir. Says, I don't understand. According to me, I have Shiurim. And since their Shiurim are not equal, Tzchach Pasul is 4 amot, airspace is 3 tfachim, which tells you that they're different issues. They're different alachot than Moshe Mitzinai. They stand independently. Since they stand independently, lo mitzarfei, they're not mitzarif together. But according to you, where it's not about shiur, it's all about the underlying logic of haflaga. How far away is the kosher tzchach on this side from the kosher tzchach on the other side? So once they're adjacent to each other, then they should be problematic. And that's why, even though you can create a case similar for me that you have, my case is different. And that's why I would have a different din than you, and that's why I'm challenging your logic. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says to Rabbah, Ulamar. Abaye is a Talmud of Rabbah, so he's addressing his Rebbe, Rabbah, even though it's interesting, even despite that he's a Talmud, and same with Rabbah, they end up arguing on the Rebbe Rabbah in places in Shas. We have Machloket many times, Rabbah and Rabbah, or Abaye and Rabbah. But over here you see Abaye addressing his Rebbe, Ulamar. Lamar meaning his Rebbe Rabbo. Nami, Nehidolo Shabu Shiurayu Besukah Gdolah. In a large Sukkah, you're right. Their Shiurim are not the same. Sukkah Ktana Milo Shabu Shiurayu. In a smaller Sukkah, you would end up having it that their Shiurim are the same. If you go to a Sukkah that's a minimum size, 7x7 Tfachim, then he's got to agree that the Shiur of Tzchach Pasul there is no longer for Amot, so in a Sukkah Ktana, which is exactly 7x7 Tfachim, everyone agrees that 3 Tfachim causes you a problem. That's whether you have 3 Tfachim of airspace, and you can no longer invoke Lavud, and that's whether you have 3 Tfachim of Pasul Schach. And that is because you were inside of a Sukkah Ktana. The Gemara on Yud Teramud Aleph at the bottom will discuss this issue, but it tells us that if you have a minimum of 3 Tfachim, whether it is of airspace or of Pasul Schach, that ruins a sukkah that is 7x7. So that's what Abaye is suggesting to his Rebbe Rabbo. How could you say that their shiurim are not shaveh? They do have a shiur that is shaveh. The shiur shaveh is when you're talking about a sukkah ktana of 7x7, over there both airspace and schach pasul ruin the sukkah when you reach the threshold of 3 tfachim. Because as Rashi says, they're yotzei mitorat lavud. They're no longer insignificant. Since they're not insignificant anymore, they're not batel the gabe the sukkah. But not batel the gabe the sukkah, you don't have your minimum share of 7x7 tfachim. So here you share a common denominator between them of 3 tfachim. Even though normally schach pasul is only posel at 4 tfachim for Rav and Shmuel and 4 amot for Rabbo, nevertheless over here he's going to say that 3 tfachim is the threshold because we're talking about a sukkah ktana. And a sukkah ktana already, 3 tfachim is already too significant and it's not batel the gabe the sukkah. And you no longer have the minimum share of 7x7 tfachim of sukkah. That's also he brought the Alocha and Tafresh Lamed Bet, Sif Aleph towards the end. When you're talking about Tzchach Pasul, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, Abab Sukkah Ktana, Shein Ba Ela Shiv'a Al Shiv'a, that only has 7x7, Ben Ba Emtza, Ben Min Atzad, B'Shlosha Tfachim Psula. That 3 Tfachim is the threshold there, whether it's from the side, whether it's from the middle. B'Pachol M'Shlosha K'Sherav, it's less than 3, it is Kasher V'Yashenim Tachtav. If it's less than 3, you're allowed to sleep on it. The shiur, and it helps you get to the 7x7 minimum. So if you have lavud, if you have less than 3 tfachim of pasul schach, it's batel to the kosher schach. Or if you have less than 3 tfachim of airspace, it's batel the gabe the sukkah, and it helps you get to your minimum of 7x7. If you have more than 3 tfachim of pasul schach, or you have more than 3 tfachim of airspace, it's not batel the gabe the sukkah by a 7x7. And it ruins your sukkah because you don't meet the minimum shiur. On the other hand, in a sukkah gdolah, only once you hit the threshold of 4 tfachim of schach pasul does it give you a problem. But there is a difference between avir and schach pasul. Schach pasul is batel, the gabe the schach kasher, and therefore it's as if the whole thing's covered in schach kasher and you're okay. In a case where you have a avir, this is in Shulchan Aruch again, in Siv Bet, Avir ben migdola ben migtana shavim de ben beemza ben minatzad b'shloshat tefachim psula. 3 tefachim is the threshold for avir. Bepachom ishloshak sheira. It's less than 3 tefachim. It's kasher mitzareif lahashlim the sukkah, and it helps you get to your minimum of 7x7 tefachim. Ve'ein yishenim tachtav, and you cannot sleep under that space. That again, the Gemara on Yud Tet Amud Aleph at the bottom will tell us that you cannot utilize that space under that open air space that you're invoking lavud for. And this problem of sleeping under less than 3 tfachim is only, again, as the Ramah says, when it halech al pnei kol ha-sukkah. If it traverses or bisects the sukkah, then it's problematic. Because as Duran says, otherwise you don't have a sukkah that doesn't have holes in it. No sukkah is perfectly covered and so thick that there are no holes in it. Obviously there's air spaces there, and we invoke Loban in all those cases because then it's not obvious. It's not like there's a big cut or a break in the sukkah, and therefore you can sleep under that space because that's the natural way to put up schach. But if there's a long trail that is bisecting the sukkah, even though it's less than 3 tefachim and we invoke Loban over there, it helps you to make the schach contiguous, but it does not help you to make that area kasher to sleep under it. And the reason that the difference in halacha between schach pasul, where it's mitzdarif to make up the sukkah and it's kasher, it's batel to the other schach, versus airspace, where it can be mitzdarif to the sukkah to make it kasher, but it does not kasher to sit under it, or in a bigger sukkah it allows you to make it contiguous, but again it's not kasher to sleep under it. That is because, as the Taz says, there's a difference between airspace and schach pasul. Airspace is easily discernible by the eye, and it's obvious that there's a gap here. So because of that, the halachic reality allows us to close the gap. But it's still a gap, and therefore you can't stay under it. Whereas when you have schach pasul, it's not discernible to the eye where the schach pasul and schach kasher is. Therefore we say the batel, the gabe, the schach kasher, and it becomes as if the whole thing is kasher, as long as it's below the minimum shiur, that it doesn't have significance in of itself, and you can sleep under it, or you can utilize it as if it was schach kasher. Again, we also apply the Ran here, that has to be apnei kula. This problem of using lovud and saying that you can't sleep under it is only when it bisects or goes across the whole sukkah. If it's in scattered spaces, again, the Ran says, no sukkah doesn't have holes in it, and therefore it is considered to be covered. So there are times when schach pasul is not governed by four amot, or it's governed by a smaller shiur. Amalei hotam la mishum deshavu shiur ay lahadadihu. There the problem is not because they have an equal shiur, elabishum delete li shiurah de sukkahu. It's probably that you haven't met the minimum standards of the sukkah. You need a minimum of 7x7 tefachim of kosher schach. If you have schach pasul or airspace, doesn't matter if it, how big it is. It can be 1 tefach, it can be 2 tefachim. If you don't have the minimum shiur of sukkah, that's not going to help you to get to the minimum shiur of sukkah. You need a minimum shiur of sukkah that's kasher. So over there, it's not because they're mitzareif. It's not because they're mafsik or mafleg. The problem there is simply that they are not schach kasher, and you need a minimum of 7x7 of schach kasher. So where it says, v'ho cheicha delo shavu shiurayu lo dodi lo mitztarfei. So Rava made a statement before, well, if the shirim are not equal, they can't be mitztareif. As if that's some sort of principle that we know. If the shirim aren't equal, you can't be mitztareif. Is that really true? That's not. We have a Mishnah. A beged shlosha al shlosha. The minimum shiur for a beged to be mikabel tuma is 3x3 tfachim, pasak. A sack, which is made out of notzah shelizim, the hair, goat hairs. So that's a little rougher, a little thicker. So that needs to be 4 arba'al arba. The minimum shiur for yimikabel tuma is 4x4 tefachim. Ha'or, which is even a little thicker than that, a hide that you use. The minimum size to be mikabel tuma is 5x5 is 5x5 tefachim. Mefetz, a mat, woven mat, probably made out of reeds. That, the minimum shiur is 6x6 tefachim. It has to be 6x6 tefachim. These are the minimum shiurim for such an item that is made from this material to be mikabel tuma. So here all the shiurim are different. So 3, 4, 5, and 6. You have 4 different shiurim over here. And then, betani Allah. And we have a braita that explains on that. Habeged vasak, asak ve'or, or va'mefetz mitztarfim zemze. But they can't be mitztareif. So if you need the minimum shiur, so for instance, a case, it only can move from the more chamur to the more pal. So let's just take 2 that are adjacent to each other. You have beged and sak. The minimum shiur for beged is 3x3 tefachim. The minimum shiur for sak is 4x4 tefachim. Say that you only have 3x3 tefachim of sak, but then you have an additional tefach by tefach of beged that makes it into 4x4. Over there, they would be mitzareif, because beged has a lower threshold of 3x3, therefore it can be mitzareif to sak. You can add on to sak to get it to its minimum of 4x4. The opposite would not be true. If you only had less than 3x3 of beged, and it was finished off by a sak, that wouldn't help you, because sak has a higher threshold that can't help beged. So from the more chamur to the more kal, you can have a connection. And also, it's the ones that are adjacent to each other, as you can see here. The materials that are adjacent, which is what this Mishnah in Kelim says, that the beged can help out the sak can help out the or, and the or can help out the mefitz. So the 2 that are adjacent to each other, they can help each other out by giving the needed shiur, getting them to the needed shiur. So there you see, despite the fact that they have different shiurim, we allow them to be mitzareif. So that goes against Rabba's principle. It says, hodom ftani taimo. Over there, the reason is given. Amar Rabbi Shimon matam. What's the reason that it works over here? Ha'il v'ra'u'i le'tamei moshav. Because they all have a common denominator, which is that they all ra'ui to be metamei moshav kiditznan, which we have a Mishnah in Kelim, which is amikatzea mikulan tefach al tefach. If Rashi brings two possibilities about what this means, either he takes from all the different materials and puts them together to make a tefach by a tefach, then, or if you take each material and you just have a tefach by tefach square, each one of them can be mekabel tumah b'moshav. L'may chazi. What's that ra'oy for? I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yane, over ra'oy. It's probably litzlai agave chamor. It's good for a patch on top of the cushion or the throw that they put on top of a donkey. You don't put a saddle on top of a donkey, a thick blanket that you put on the back to protect the donkey. If that gets a hole in it, you can patch it up with this item. And what do you do there? You're going to sit on it. So there it has tumat moshav, because it's ra'oy to do something that has tumat moshav. So because all of these have this common denominator, which is that they have a similar shi'ur with regards to moshav hazav, tefach by a tefach works by all of these, they share this common denominator of tefach by a tefach. And so that's the reason they're mitzareif. Yes, they have different shiurim. These shiurim have to do with midras hazav and futumata mate, that these are the minimum shiurim. Lower shiurim, you start after getting into moshav hazav, it has to have a utility that we know about, so on and so forth. But the minimum shiur for them to be mekabel tumah in all different forms of tumah, yeah, those are different. But they have a single shiur that's common between them, which is from moshav, tefach by tefach will work for all of them. Well, if that's the case, then they do share something in common, they do have a common shiur, and that's why they're mitzareif. Even though in certain rules they have different shiurim, but there is one area where they share a common shiur, and that area that they share the common shiur, that's what allows them to join together, and that's why you can be mitzareif. Beged and sak, sak ve'or, they all can be mitzareif one to the other, because they are not so far apart. It's not like they are totally separate worlds. They have some commonality between them. And so that's how we end off the sugya, which is the surah Amrei La Shmaita B'Hai Lishna. What we just read was the Gemara according to surah. Again, over there they favor Rav. Rav is like Shmuel, because the halacha is that way. The halacha is that Tzchach Pasul B'Emsa is problematic before Tzvachim. Avir is 3 Tzvachim. And Minetzah Tzchach Pasul is Arva Amot. So it will turn out there, based on the way we had the Gemara now, Rav and Shmuel are the halacha. Because both Rav and Shmuel said that 4 amot is only about dofen akuma. But in the middle of the sukkah, it's for tzvachim. Now we're going to have what they have, Benarda. Benarda is the atra de Shmuel. Benarda matnos, so where in the city of Shmuel, this is how they had it, the memra. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. First of all, you have Rav Yehuda Gwening Shmuel. Tzchach pasul be'emtza posel ba'arba'ah. Tzchach in the middle of the sugah is for tfachim is problematic. Minatzad, posel ba'am amot. From the side, it's for amot. V'rav amar, ben minatzad, ben emtza arba amot. Rav argues on Shmuel, not like we have in the first Lishnah, which is Rav u'Shmuel da amrei tarvayu. Over here, it's Rav arguing on Shmuel. And here, Rav says that tzchach pasul, whether it's on the side, whether it's in the middle, for amot is the threshold for being problematic, not for tfachim. Right, so now, instead of it being Rabba, in the previous memory, it was Rabba who was arguing all the way through that it should be 4 amot against Rav and Shmuel. Over here, it's a machloket Rav and Shmuel. It's not. We had a Mishnah earlier. Natan alea neser shuruchav arba'at tfachim. Puts on a board that is 4 tfachim wide, kishera. The sukkah is kishera. Underneath that board, you cannot sleep. You're not allowed to sleep under that board because that's schach pasul, but the sukkah is kishera. Bishalara de Rav. Going to Rav Damar ben ba'emtza ben minatzad barba amot mishum hachik shira. That's why it doesn't ruin the sukkah. Even though it's four tzvachim, and four tzvachim is schach pasul ruins the sukkah, for Rav that's not true, because four amot is his threshold. So I understand that Mishnah now, because four amot is the threshold, that's why it's totally fine. Elishmol damar ba'emtza barba'a amayk shira. You have four tzvachim plus a schach in the middle of the sukkah, why is your sukkah shira anymore? You have something that's dividing the sukkah in half. Should no longer be a sukkah shira. The two sides of the sukkah are no longer connected. It says, now, every time I have minatzad, where Shmuel agrees that the threshold is for amot, when it's dofen akuma, not for tvachim. Tashma. We had a braita later on in the Gemara afterwards, which discussed the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Just to recall, refresh, we have a machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no gzeira by nisarim, and Rabbi Meir says there is a gzeira by nisarim. What size nisarim are they talking about? That is a machloket, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that below 4 tfachim, everybody agrees that it's kshira. Above 4 tfachim, then Rabbi Yehuda says there's still no problem. Rabbi Meir says there's a gzeirat tikra. But then Shmuel said that they argued between 3 and 4 tefachim, and then above tefachim, everybody thinks that it's a gzeirat tikra. Then we brought a brayta in the Gemara that said this, Shnei sadidim mitztarfim. If you have 2 sheets, which are obviously pasul schach, they are mitztaref. Shnei nisarim ein mitztarfim. 2 boards do not add together. Rabbi Meir Omer, nisarim kesadinim. The boards are exactly alike. So now, what were we talking about over there? And that's what the Gemara asked there, and the Gemara is going to ask a similar question over here. What's the case? I have boards that are 4 tefachim. I'm already at a point where it's problematic. Why does Rabbi Meir need them to be mitztaref? Even according to Rav, over 4 tefachim boards, according to Rabbi Meir, are problematic schach. What am I mean mitztaref to? So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Meir Omer, nisarim kesadinim, and they're mitztaref. Bishlam alach lishon damarav. Ben Ba'emza, Ben Minatzad, Barba Mot, according to Lashon that said that Rav believes that whether it's in the middle, whether it's in the outside, it's 4 amot, my mitztarfim, what's the mitztarif here? The mitztarif le dalet amot. So the boards of 4 tefachim, which is schach pasul, only cause the sukkah to become psula when they add up to 4 amot. When you have a bunch of them together and they come to have 4 amot. So now I understand what the tziruf is for. Elo lahach mishna dama Rav Ba'emza Arba'ah, according to the Lashon of Rav, the earlier Lashon, the one from Surah, that said that Rav also agrees with Shmuel that Schach Pasul in the Emsa is 4 tefachim. How do you explain Rav Lishitato? Rav Lishitato says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda only argue above 4 tefachim. Now, in order to have it be a Neser that is problematic, it has to already be 4 tefachim. Schach Pasul, 4 tefachim. What do you need any Tziruf for anymore? There's no reason for any Bimitztarek at this point. 4 tefachim inherently is problematic, because it's both problematic according to Rabbi Meir because it's Schach Pasul. And on top of that, that is the threshold for Schach Pasul. So why do I need Tziruf? I don't need any Tziruf anymore. It's 4 tefachim is the problem, and it's a problem by itself. You don't need another board there. So that's what it says. So Achlish number Rabbi Emsarba Hechidami. Ikbit Behu Dalit, if it has 4 tefachim in it, Lamadhu it's Tzirufe. What do you need a Tziruf for? The Tziruf doesn't do anything. Ilait Behu Dalit. If it has less than 4 tefachim, Rav says everybody agrees. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda agree that less than 4 tefachim is kosher schach. Then kanya ba'almaninu. That's kosher schach. You can't be mitzvah of kosher schach to make it non-kosher. That doesn't work that way. So olam di'ibu arba. So no, it has 4 tefachim, and the Gemara answers here the same way it did back when we brought this bright to the first time, which is, my mitzvahim arba amot bin atzad. The tziruf here is to get to 4 amot, but it's 4 amot for dofen akuma. So it's on the edge of the sukkah. It's not in the middle of the sukkah. That case in the Braita, they're arguing about the edge of the sukkah. Rabbi Meir says it is mitztarek to get up to the 4 amot. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda says ein mitztarfim because he doesn't think it's pasul schach. Even if it's 4 tefachim, it's kosher schach. So there's no tziruf in here because you're talking about kosher schach anyway. There's no tziruf. The Gemara over there asks, what about, then why did he say ein mitztarfim? It should just say kosher. Instead, he's responding to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says mitztarfim. He says ein mitztarfim, but don't read anything into it. Right, tashma. Sachcha bin asarim shel eres, sheyesh behen dalet. Put on boards that have 4 tefachim, divrei hakol psula. Ein behen dalet, if they have less than 4 tefachim, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. This was a braita that we brought before. If you remember earlier, the Gemara said that Tanya Kavote de Shmuel, Tanya Kavote de Rav. We have a braita that supports Rav's position in Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a braita that supports Shmuel. This is the braita that supports Shmuel's position in the Gemara back there. That's why Tosavot says, we pass in like Shmuel. How do we know we pass in like Shmuel? The Gemara here only brings 1 braita. It brings the braita of Shmuel. It never brings the braita of Rav. So that's what Tosafot says. That's a proof that the Gemara is favoring Shmuel. Otherwise, the Gemara should have brought the braita of Rav and asked on Shmuel. How come it only asks on Rav from the braita of Shmuel? It's supporting Shmuel. So now, Tashma. Sacha bin Sarim shel Eres, Sheish ben Dalet. He used these cedar boards that had 4 tefachim in them, divrei hakol psula. Everybody agrees that's pasul. That's like Shmuel, who says Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree above 4 tefachim is problematic. Ein behen dalet, they're less than 4 tefachim above 3 tefachim. Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda makshir. That's where the machloket is between 3 and 4 tefachim. Omode Rabbi Meir, shim yesh ben neser le neser kamlo neser. Rabbi Meir agrees that if you have between each board the amount of space that is that board, sheminiach pesel b'neim, that he puts in kosher tzchach, ksheira. Now, let's understand this. Bishlama, this again, this is all the Gemara before, this is Chazara. I did actually put together, back for Tetvav, I tried explaining the 2 positions of Rabbi Shmuel through the whole sugya, so I'll send them out today because they're relevant, because it's the same Gemara again that is going through that same logic, which is here. Bishlama, laman damar ben b'emsa ben minatzad b'dalet amot. If you have it on the outside, dalet amot on the sides, dalet amot in the middle, mishum hachi ksheira. That's why the sukkah is ksheira. Ela amanda amar be'emtsa ba'arba'a amai ksheira. If you say in the middle that it's 4 tefachim, why is it ksheira? Now, if you say in the middle it's 4 amot, then I don't have to worry about it. I have kosher skach. In between it, I have non-kosher boards. Those non-kosher boards are for tefachim, but they don't really separate between the kosher skach. So I can be mitzareif all the kosher skach through the sukkah, and I'm fine, and I have a kosher sukkah. Now, truthfully, you can only sleep under the kosher skach. You can't sleep under the boards, but I have a kosher sukkah because all the kosher skach. So every four tefachim of kosher skach, I'll take that and I'll add it to the next four tefachim, next four tefachim, next four tefachim. I have a whole area. I have plenty of skach that's kosher. I don't have any problems. It's more than seven tefachim. I have no problems here. Oh, I have four tefachim of non-kosher skach in between. Fine, it's not kosher skach, but it's not mafsik, because four amot is what's mafsik in the sukkah. So it's not mafsik, you can't sleep under it, but it's not mafsik. That's exactly what the Mishnah said before. Sukkah kshera, avad lo yashin tachtav, you can't sleep under it. So that'll be fine according to that lashon and rab. But if you believe that four tvachim, like Shmuel, meaning Shmuel the shitato, who says that it's four tvachim, is both skach pasul and also a divider, how do we have a sukkah kshera here? At most, in one place, you only have four tefachim of skach. That's the most amount of skach that you can have. Then you have a break of four tefachim of pasul skach. That not only is pasul skach, it also divides. That means the next four tefachim of kosher skach is not connected. There's no exactly. There's no connection. You don't have any one location that has kosher skach of seven tefachim. You don't have a kosher sukkah. Elamand amar b'emsar ba'aba ma'ik shera. So I'm ravuna b'rei the Rabbi Yeshua achav b'sukkah. The lohavia ella shmona, it's actually shmone amot mitzumtzamot, or chet amot mitzumtzamot askinan. We're dealing with a sukkah that is exactly eight amot. This is what I discussed with you back when we did it on Tedvav, which is that it's exactly chet amot. Now, it's exactly chet amot. Fahiv neser upesel, neser upesel, v'neser upesel. He puts down non-kosher skach, then kosher skach, non-kosher, non-kosher, four tefachim at a time. Mihai gisa, from one side. V'neser upesel, v'neser upesel, v'neser upesel, mihai gisa, from the other side. Now they specifically said it three times, because eight amot is equal to, at six tefachim per amah, is equal to 48 tefachim. If you have 48 tefachim, and then you're alternating between putting in a board, and then kosher skach of four tefachim, and you start from both sides simultaneously. You put down a board, and then you put in kosher skach. Board, kosher skach, board, kosher skach. You'll be able to do, from each side, three pairs. You'll be able to do, because each one's four tefachim, together a pair is eight tefachim. Three times eight is 24. Three times eight is 24. That's your 48 tefachim of the whole sukkah. So if I start out with a board on each side, then put kosher skach. Board, kosher skach, board, kosher skach. In the middle, the kosher skach meets, two four tefachim of kosher skach meets in the middle. You have eight tefachim of kosher skach in the middle. That'll be the kosher sukkah. Ah, what about the sides till you reach there? Dofen akuma, no problem. Dofen akuma, even according to Shmuel, is for amot. And we know it's less than four amot because the sukkah is exactly eight amot. So if I have eight tefachim in the middle, that's kosher. Then I have more than an amah in the middle, that is kosher. Then for sure the walls are less than four amot. Now I have a kosher sukkah, and that's what the Gemara says. Therefore, when it comes from this side, Abuluhu Shnei Psalim Be'emza, you have two sections of kosher sukkah in the middle, which gets you the kosher sukkah. Vika Hekshech Sukkah Be'emza, that's the Hekshech Sukkah, that's eight tefachim, which is over the seven tefachim minimum that you need. And therefore, you're okay, and the rest is Dofen Akuma. Rashi says you can't suggest over here that the boards are less than four tefachim, because then you run into the risk that the pesel that meets in the middle will not meet your minimum requirement of seven tefachim. So we have to be talking about four tefachim of skach and four tefachim of boards. So Rashi mentions that, and he says that just can't be that way, because otherwise you're going to run into other problems. If you do three, three, and three, you're going to end up with in the middle with six tefachim and not with the seven that you need. Again, there are other reasons why it has to be with four tefachim here. Right? So then say that what Shaul just suggested, three tefachim. Three tefachim of kosher skach, three tefachim of kosher skach, three tefachim of aneser in between. According to Ramir, that's skach pasul, but doesn't divide. So I can add the two pieces of skach together. I've got kosher sukkah because the dividers aren't big enough. Rashi says, okay, so the two cases are either the entire thing is kosher or the entire thing is pasul. You take your choice. But what we're suggesting over here, the way we mode Rabbi Meir, is that the pesel b'neim is that the sukkah is kshira, but only partly kshira. It's not kshira, the whole sukkah is kshira in that case. So that must be that we're talking about boards that are four tefachim. So if you're not talking about boards that are four tefachim, then the whole sukkah would be kshira. Forget about just the middle piece, be'emsa, that would be kshira. This goes back to the Gemara back on Tedvav, which was when we were discussing the shitot of Rav and Shmuel. Over there, we had to figure out, according to Rashi and Tosafot, they were discussing the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah was a case where you have tikra, she'en aleha maziva. And then, we said, well, pull out every other board and put in schach, then that's okay. Well, now, why does that work? We said over there that either it's rab l'shitato, that it's dalet amot, it's posel b'schach, and that's why it works, or it's shmol l'shitato, where it's only a sukkah that's exactly eight amot, and they meet in the middle. That's why Rashi and Tosafot learned it. The Ramban, on the other hand, said that that Mishnah is not necessarily talking about boards that are four tefachim. So he solved this problem, because if you use less than four tefachim boards, like we just said now, then you could come up with a sukkah kshira, with every other one being pesel, you're totally fine. That's how the Ramban explained the Mishnah, not to have to narrow it down into just those specific cases where that Mishnah works. So that's just why it goes back or references back to that sugya back on Tet Vav. We'll stop over here.